Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. We're back in the studio after our one-day wingding in Carson City, and today's guest is Senator Bill Raggio, the Senate Minority Leader. And on our pundit panel today, we have Liz McMenamin of the Retail Association of Nevada, John Griffin of Cumber Kemper, and Al Lackner. He's the president of the Nevada Comstock Communications. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bob Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here. Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are down at the legislature for the special session. We're joined by Senate Minority Leader Bill Raggio. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. A $342 million shortfall needs to be fixed.
Give or take, yeah.
You've been meeting with the other legislative leaders for the past few days.
Well, we've met over the last couple of weeks at the request of the governor. Leadership has met, and we've developed some kind of a plan that still is not final. There's probably some tweaking, and I know there's some concerns among other legislators about whether or not it's workable.
Okay, what are the concerns?
Well, the concerns are that we're borrowing the $160 million part of it from the local government bond pool is of concern to many. They see it as a debt that even though we have legal opinions that say it's appropriate, because we are required to have a balanced budget and we have some limitations on the kind of debt that we can incur. But I think the biggest concern is how we deal with it in the future.
And now there's a historical basis for this. This has occurred before, correct?
I'm sorry?
There's a historical basis. This has actually occurred before?
Oh, way back, I think, when Governor Audi was governor, and that's before my time.
1912.
I wanted to say that before you did.
Are there questions of taxes in this package at this point?
There's some things that probably beg for taxes or tantamount to some tax increase. You know, we're taking some money away from commissions that people collect, and you could say that's a fee increase or a tax increase. Yeah, there's some concerns about that. You know, it's all semantics.
Senator, if I could ask you about this $160 million loan that the state would take from this municipal.
Actually, it's a line of credit.
Line of credit, okay. What are the terms of the line of credit? What is there the interest payments on it? How long will the state take to repay this money?
Well, the concept is this. The local government bond fund has, bond pool has over $700 million invested from local governments. And they've been averaging about 2.5% return. So the idea is to get a line of credit and use it as necessary during fiscal year 09, and we would pay an addition as an incentive 25 basis points above each month what the average return has been. And the concept is to pay it back over a four-year period, 25% of that outstanding obligation each year during a four-year period.
There have been some counties that are a little concerned have been withdrawing money from this fund.
I'm told that a couple of counties have, whether or not that's followed through or not. There shouldn't be any concern because the full faith and credit of the state is behind any borrowing or use of the line of credit.
Senator, of course.
Let me say, first of all, it's not a perfect solution. It's not what I would like to see. It's not. It's a precedent that is being established. But under the governor's concern that we actually not raise taxes at this point in time, and I don't see any of the legislators out there advocating tax increases during this economic downturn. It's probably. The best solution at the moment.
Senator, do you feel that, this thing's a Band-Aid, isn't it, this special session to get you through?
Well, that's your term. I think what we've done is cobble together some of the best approaches to solving a shortfall at this time. We're only talking about fiscal year 09, the rest of this fiscal year. We're not talking about the next session's budget, which will be a major, major problem.
Okay, the next session's budget. The recession is predicted to go on for as long as two more years.
That's likely.
And so when you get to the regular session, are you going to craft a plan to get the state through 2 years of adversity, or will you keep coming back with more Band-Aids through the rest of the 2 years?
Well, obviously your question has to be plural. You, are you going to? Is the governor and the legislature,
right.
Are the governor and the legislature going to craft a plan? Well, this governor has to come up and present an executive budget in January that is within the projections of the Economic Forum, and they're limited. The projections are very limited, so the budget will have to hew to that, and the legislature has to also hew to that same number. So it'll be working together. Obviously, it's a different ball game now. The Democrats control both houses, and so they'll have the major responsibility. As a minority leader in the Senate, obviously I'm going to work together as long as it isn't a partisan showmanship. As long as there's an indication that the two parties want to work together and it doesn't become histrionics and it doesn't become, a circus, we're going to work together. Now, I can't speak for everybody. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay, but it appears, certainly for this special session, that everybody's working together very well.
Well, there are hiccups. I've already been told that there are members, certainly in the Republican caucuses, who are not very happy about some of the solutions. I think they'll have to take their lead from the governor. The governor is the one who called these sessions together to help us come to some solutions. He's signed off on this. And at this point in time, unless I hear something else or unless there's some changes, I'm prepared to support the governor's, crafting of this, helping get this plan together.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Senator Raggio when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Senate Minority Leader Bill Raggio. A lot of cities and counties are very worried that the legislature is going to go after their funds and the property taxes to be able to help things out in the next biennium. Is that where you guys are heading in terms of trying to get additional revenue but without raising taxes?
Well, when you say you guys...
The legislature, I'm sorry.
The media says that. I think we're...
Well, no, we had Dave Iazzi and Jessica Sferraza from the Reno City Council, Mayor Bob Cashel, were both talking on the program last week about their concern for this. So it's not just the media talking
about
it. Well,
here's where I am. Before we raise any taxes, I want to see a comprehensive study, an analysis of just where our existing tax revenues are going, how they're being allocated. Now, if that means that as between state government and local governments, there's some change in the allocation that might be necessary, so be it. You know, our tax system was put together decades ago. I'm the first to say we don't have a perfect tax base. We don't have a perfect tax system, but we ought to find out where our taxes presently are, where they come from, what they are, how they compare with, you know, across the nation. And, you know, we are one of the lowest states as tax per burden, tax rate per burden, tax burden per capita. So, you know, I think we've done pretty well over the years. Now, you know, I guess the question is, you know, compared to local governments and where they stand and whether or not these taxes are appropriate, allocations, we'll take a look at it.
Well, and there are some local governments that are doing fine. Others are already having problems.
Certainly, that all should be looked at. But it has to be looked at rather quickly. Because, as you said, this is a sustained recession. I've kicked around here a long time. We've had downturns in the economy, 1991, for example. But this has been the most sustained economic downturn in my memory.
Senator, of course, with this special session and this session in February, Democrats hold a majority in both
right.
houses.
That's a mixed blessing this time.
Well, they got a tough leadership job. But if a solution to the economic crisis isn't found within 2 years, do you think they can hold both of those majorities in the 2010 election?
Well, I'm not going to forecast any of that. I'm not a good prognosticator about elections, apparently.
Well, you're pretty good with football games, Senator. Can a solution be found in 2 days here? Or one day?
Well, yes. Yes. I think the solution that's been hammered together is workable, and I think it's with some tweaking and some sunset provisions, it probably will work until the end of this fiscal year.
The Speaker has put together a program that she's been taking around the state called Nevada 2020, and it's actually available on the website, Nevada2020.com.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's interesting because it starts to address some of the concerns you have about what kind of state we want to be, how we should allocate revenues, and one of the things I wanted to ask you about was that there is a constitutional requirement concerning spending on public health and family services. Are we getting to the point where, as we head into the next proposition, that we're going to be running up against federal concerns that we're not putting enough money into these areas?
I don't know how to answer that. Obviously, there are areas of budget planning and spending within a state that sometimes command the attention of the courts, federal courts, and I would hope that wouldn't occur. We've had that happen with corrections in the past. Other states have had that happen with respect to education. I think our Nevada plan, however, is a pretty secure plan, and so I don't foresee that in education. In social services, I'm not aware of that happening, but you know, obviously, if the Constitution says we must do something, then it's a requirement. Now, I guess it's a degree. It's how you measure it.
Well, and but you're looking at least with no new revenue sources, and if the economy continues on the way, you're looking at well over $1 billion in cuts for the next biennium.
More than that, yeah, probably $1.5 billion, probably.
Right. So I mean,
yeah, and those cuts. Actually, we have cut pretty deep, and we've used one-time money. We don't have a rainy day fund left, and we've used a lot of one-time, let's say, accounting measures to get to where we are. And we still have some obligations lurking out there that we might have to, you know, come up with additional money. For example, the comp food issue with casinos. There's some potential liability there. So you know, we're there are major problems that are going to be we're looking at in the next session. Whether we can do it without additional revenues or increases in existing revenues, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
And that's where we have to leave it.
Always that's the last resort. I might say that's what we do as a last resort, particularly when you're in a recession.
And we thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Is accepting applications. Go to krnv.com or 1790 Vassar Street to apply.
We all hoped someday science would create a better shoe. Welcome to that day. Spira's unique wave spring technology provides up to 96% energy return. The result? Superior comfort, faster recovery, and significant fatigue reduction. Whether you're walking, running, or just on your feet all day, Spira. Science and footwear are now one. Available at a proper fit in Reno.
Don't miss this classic Christmas celebration at Johnnisquaga's Nugget. Bring the entire family to this enchanting classic Christmas celebration for a dazzling display of the treasured sights and sounds of timeless holiday favorites, appearing December 11th through the 14th and the 18th through the 21st at Johnnisquaga's Nugget.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, thanks for coming back. And for our all-star pundit panel, today we have first John Griffin, Cummer Kempfer, Al Lochner. He's the president of Nevada Comstock Communication. It's his first time on the show. Welcome to you, Al.
Thank you.
And, of course, a regular, Liz McMiniman, Government Affairs Director of the Retail Association of Nevada. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Okay, we just spoke to Senator Raggio about the special session, and one thing that happened yesterday is that the seven GOP assembly people were silent on the vote for Speaker of the House Barbara Buckley, and kind of a protest. Did John start off with this?
Good
move or weird?
Weird. An attempt to make some news. I think in the big picture, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I think we're going to start see the next session. There's going to be a core group of Republicans because there's going to be so many painful choices we have to make, whether it's brutal cuts or brutal tax increases, that there's going to be some people on the edges of both parties. They're going to be very vocal minorities. I think this was just kind of a signal that, we're going to, some of us on the Republican side are going to be there, and we're not going to go quietly.
Well,
in the big picture, it didn't make much of a difference.
No.
But at least, at least they got their name out there, they announced to the world through the media they aren't going to take it anymore, basically.
Well, and I think if you talk to them, you will find that it was a matter of principle for them. They feel very strongly about their Republican principles, and we're standing up for them. I think, clear and simply, that was what this was about. And I guess to make news, get their name out there.
But on the other side, Al, don't you think that perhaps this move really freezes them out of the negotiations and discussions during the regular session, because the Democrats, they don't need these nine guys to pass anything?
Well, I wouldn't wish being in charge of the assembly to a monkey on a rock right now, because the economy is, just completely in tatters from the federal all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And, these seven people may have shown some wisdom in sitting back and saying, you want it? Here, go, run, because there's a lot of things that they're going to have to make, some tough decisions that are not going to be popular. And I think they were distancing themselves from that and showing a sense of solidarity to the Republican principles. But at the same time, letting them say, you want to fly the kite? Here's a string.
Well, here we have, Liz, both houses of our legislature controlled by Democrats. We're in the worst recession since the 1930 Great Depression. What if things don't turn around in the next 2 years? Will the Democrats hold both houses?
That would be interesting to think about. I don't know that they'll hold both houses. They may, but at this point in time, they're going to have to show clear leadership, clear ability to step forward for the good of the state and not just the good of the Democrat Party, same as the Republicans will have to step forward and show for the good of the state. I think in this special session, we saw a clear ability for the governor and leadership to work together to come to some type of decision. And I'm hoping that this is something that we will see going forward, that everyone sits down at the table, works together, comes up with clear decisions, and is able to move it through both houses for the good of the state. It is not necessarily advantageous for each and every industry or business, business retail industry took a hit on this one. We got our sales tax collection allowance reduced. However, at this point in time, I think the governor showed some clear leadership in bringing the parties together.
Okay, sales tax collection reduction. Isn't that in effect, a de facto tax?
Actually, no, it's not. And in some and in some minds it is. However, it is a reduction in right now what a retailer or a business is getting for collecting the sales tax for the state. At this time, there is a hard sunset on this, which we look forward to seeing that in effect. But the thing for businesses was to come forward and say, okay, for these next 6 months with the cash flow problem within the state of Nevada, this is clearly something that we are not going to oppose. However, understanding that this is something that will come back to businesses in the end.
Okay.
We talk about the Republicans trying to make a statement. I think the more humorous statement to watch yesterday was to watch everybody try to call some of these things not tax increases, yet require 2/3 vote, which is, as you know, in the Constitution, of Nevada for a tax increase, you need two-thirds majority. So that was, in this, in a lot of ways, yeah, funnier than...
You could always go to the Supreme Court and have it overruled, but...
That's right.
Well, you know, what happens to Jim Gibbons if he signs these bills? Will he break his no new taxes pledge? Al, what is your...
You know, I hope we don't. You know, I think that the last thing we need in this kind of economy right now is higher taxes. After 9/11, both parties came together in unity. We've just had a financial 9/11. And it's going to be time for them to sit down and work together. You know, some of the cuts that were done in the budget yesterday, I had problems with some of those. And I'm fairly right wing. But they're going to have to sit down and make some decisions. Now, whether Gibbons decides to do like George Bush after saying no new taxes and raise taxes, George Bush Sr.
Right. We know.
I know.
Read my lips.
You know, if he goes ahead and does that, I think he is going to lose a great deal of credibility, and I have a feeling that will probably be shown dramatically in political ads when he comes up for re-election.
Okay, Al, we got to cut it right there. Thanks for watching our Pundit Panel. We'll be right back after these few words.
We found a tumor.
These words can be devastating, but today there's new hope. CyberKnife, a revolutionary new technology, uses focused beams of radiation to destroy tumors and vascular lesions anywhere in the body, so there's no incision, no pain, and fast recovery. CyberKnife is available only at Reno CyberKnife. If someone you love has a tumor, call us to see if CyberKnife is right for you.
Hi, I'm Victor, owner of Precision Diamonds. And thanks to you, this holiday season, we're celebrating 20 years.
Our philosophy hasn't changed. We're here to serve you. Our expert jewelers can fix anything or design the perfect holiday gift for you. Come visit us at our new location and choose from our amazing selection of quality jewelry, all at 40 to 60% off. Or if you're thinking about that one-of-a-kind ring for that special someone, we're your jeweler.
From our family to yours,
happy holidays.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at affordable rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
Thanks for watching, and remember, you can catch all of the Nevada Newsmakers site on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Now, tomorrow's guest is Senator Randolph Townsend of Reno. Of course, we're going to be looking back at the special session, but taking a look forward at the 09 session, too.